Welcome, dear listeners, to today's exploration of the Tanya, a guiding light in the service of God. Imagine you're standing at a crossroads, one path leading to immediate gratification, the other to long-term fulfillment. In Chapter 9 of Tanya, we are taught a powerful concept: the battle between the animal soul and the divine soul. Each of us has these two souls, vying for control over our actions. The animal soul is not evil. It's simply concerned with earthly desires, seeking comfort and pleasure. The divine soul, on the other hand, yearns for spiritual connection and the fulfillment of our higher purpose. In moments of decision, this internal struggle can feel overwhelming, but Tanya offers us a strategy for victory. The key is mindfulness. Before acting, pause and consider, which soul is driving my choice? By aligning our actions with the divine soul, we elevate not only ourselves, but also the very physical reality from which the animal soul draws its strength. In practice, this means choosing kindness over anger, generosity over anger, generosity over greed, and patience over frustration. Each time we do, we're not just winning a small skirmish, but advancing in the grand campaign for goodness in our lives in the world. Remember, the goal is not to destroy the animal soul, but to harmonize it with the divine, transforming every facet of our being into a vessel for light and goodness. This daily battle is not easy, but it's the most rewarding journey we can undertake, leading to true joy and inner peace. Thank you for joining me today. Let's take this wisdom into our lives, one conscious choice at a time. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aranoff.